Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Dealing with our emotions today on Advanced. Hello, everyone. I'm Linda, and welcome to today's program of Advanced. It is June 22nd, and we are diving into our psychology article for the month of June. It is entitled Joy Meets Anxiety. And with me today and tomorrow to discuss this article is Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi, everyone. Good to be back again.
Yeah, it's our first time on radio together.
Yes.
So it's great to be with you, Eva. And today we're going to be talking about the inspiration or the experiences that contributed to making the Inside Out 2 movie. So this is the sequel of the first one, which came out in 2015, and then the sequel came out in 2023. So if you haven't seen the movies yet, we probably will have some spoilers in this discussion. Yep. So go watch the movie and then come back and listen to the program. Or if you don't mind getting spoilers, then just continue listening. So it's about this girl named Riley. And so in the first one, it shows her from birth and through childhood. And in the second one, we get into her as she's becoming a teenager.
Yeah.
So as we know, becoming a teenager is very emotional. And so the movies personify the emotions that she has. So what kind of kid were you, Eva?
So I am the youngest of three children. So I think that set the premise for me to be someone who's more carefree, a little bit, doing things without consequences because, you know, I could blame it on my siblings. And if I've ever fought with my siblings, they had to bear the brunt of it because my parents would be like, hey, you know, you should know better to my siblings. Yeah. So I think I kind of grew up in a very I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And because by that time, my parents were a bit older. They already had experience with my older siblings. So they were just a bit more, free-handed with me.
Yeah. That's what usually happens with the last child.
Correct.
I have younger siblings. So I experienced that, you should know better. Or why don't you take care of your sister, or your younger brother? I was always had to be the responsible one.
Correct.
Well, my younger siblings, they could be less responsible.
Yes, yes.
And yes, as parents get older, they're not as strict as they were like with the older children. In some ways, it's a big difference. Like the wider
Correct.
The gap in age, like the bigger the difference is in parenting.
So. Yeah. I always say that the parents that I had would be very different from the parents that my siblings had because, they've learned a lot.
Yeah.
And also because of how society has changed over the years, over the decades. So, it's interesting.
It is. And in some cases, the older siblings might say, that's not fair. Like,
Correct.
We didn't get to do all of this stuff that our younger sibling is doing, right?
Yeah.
Mom and dad were so strict with us, but with our younger sibling, it's like
it's
rules
true.
Don't exist.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So, it is a big difference, but important thing is that we still all love each other, and we can overlook those things. So it's become a series now, Inside Out 1 and 2, Riley, the main character, is dealing with a lot of things. And her, like I said before, her emotions are personified by these characters in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And just to review a little bit, the first movie had five characters to represent joy, disgust, sadness, anger, and fear. So you can say those are her core emotions. And it's very cute how the movie is set up and how they explain what she's feeling and going through because there's a control board that that all of the emotions can, you know, contribute.
Yeah, and like I think there's also like a range, you know, where they can be like a little bit sad or like super sad. Yeah. So that's quite, it was quite real, I feel, you know, that it's true. We do have a spectrum and a range of it.
Yes, we do. And we're going to see how that's dealt with when she becomes a teenager, because things just kind of go haywire.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more sensitivity with those emotions. Okay, so let us hear our first reading now.
Joy Meets Anxiety. The successful film Inside Out 2 came out of rough real-life experience. Kelsey Mann was scanning some old photos when he came to a series of pictures from his childhood birthdays and was struck by what he saw. I was 5, and it's my birthday, and I am sitting there in front of my cake. I think it was the smile and the joy on my face that made me stop, says the director of Inside Out 2. I'm like, wow, I am really enjoying this moment. Then I turned 8 and my smile went down. I turned 11, it went down even further. Then 13, and I'm just staring at this cake, wishing I was anywhere but there. I thought, what happened? Inside Out had been a huge hit for Pixar in 2015. The comedy about 11-year-old Riley's emotions struggling to find balance within her grossed more than $850 million and won the Animated Feature Oscar. With a sequel in mind, the studio's writers had been continuing to learn how the mind works.
So, Inside Out was very successful. We learned that from our deck. Successful film, Inside Out 2, came out of rough real life experience. And we meet one of the writers, creators of the movie in our first paragraph, Kelsey Mann. And what was Kelsey doing when he was struck by something he saw?
Well, he was looking through some old photos, and then he actually saw a series of pictures from his childhood birthdays. So I can imagine he was sitting there and he saw different ages. You know, we see he sees from 5 to 8, 11 and 13. And I can imagine, you know, kids that age go through a lot of different poses, emotions, you know, whether they want to take a picture, whether they want to celebrate their birthday. I would say, yeah, that was all captured into pictures that he was going through.
Yeah, he's probably flipping through an old album, like reminiscing. Like, I like to do that, look at old photos and see, oh, we're so cute when we're small.
I've grown, you know, my fashion, my haircuts.
Yeah, you see all the changes that you've experienced over the years. And so birthdays, that's a big milestone, especially, I don't know how important it is in Singapore, but in America, like children's birthdays are very important. And so usually have a party with friends, and like it's an absolute, like it would be devastating if anyone forgot your birthday.
It's the worst thing. In my family as well, same.
Okay. Because I know some friends here that I've met since I've come to Taipei, they're like, oh, we never really celebrated birthdays. Like in my family, we just don't.
Even for kids?
Yeah, even as a kid.
That
so I always
crazy.
Thought that was weird. Like,
I know.
Oh.
No, I
guess importance is on other holidays. But yeah, so kids' birthdays, I remember like growing up, I would look forward to my birthday. And it was always fun to attend other kids' birthdays. So 5, right? Kindergarten. Like, he has this huge smile on his face. There's, like, all this joy on his face before his birthday cake. And then, well, actually, he was the director of the movie. And then as he goes on, he sees a picture when he's 8. And he's not as happy, right, in the picture.
Yeah, his smile went down. That's sad. Maybe because he started elementary school. Like, homework, you know. friends, tests, so maybe.
Yeah, they'd be in third grade. And I remember being in third grade. That's actually my favorite age, my favorite grade.
Really?
Third grade, because I had my favorite teacher in
okay.
third grade.
Wow.
So it was still like an ideal like time of childhood, but I can see where, like, I remember I started thinking about other stuff. I wasn't like happy all the time as I would be when I was five. But I think I was always a really mature kid. So I was always thinking about stuff.
Okay.
I don't know about you. Do you feel that you were a little precocious when you were small, or were you just a kid? Like, which does that mean, like, more mature than normal
no,
kids?
No, I think I was at the, yeah, I behaved the right age
okay.
for each age.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. So as he's going along, he sees a picture from when he's 11, and the smile has gone down even
yeah.
further. And then by 13, well, that's he's already a teenager then, right? 11 was a preteen, right? And then 13 is already a teenager. And yeah, he looks like he's wishing he was anywhere but there, right? Doesn't even want to be there. So he thought to himself, what happened, right? And I probably come to that conclusion too. And so this is the basis kind of for the second movie, like
yep.
kind of what it came out of. He wanted to explore, yeah, what happened to all of that light, all of that joy that he had
yeah.
From an earlier age. So how did Inside Out 1 do?
Well, Inside Out had been a huge hit, meaning it just blew up, I would say.
Because, yeah, it was really popular.
Yeah, I would imagine because this really is a delve into why we do certain things, you know, why we say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really explored how the different emotions
mm-hmm.
interact with each other
yeah.
and how they manifest, you know, in terms of like our actions.
Yeah.
So it's like cutting open your brain and your heart and kind of looking at it. So I think that's why it was so popular.
Mm-hmm. Because we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Like, we all have emotions.
Correct.
We've all been through some of these things. So,
yeah.
Like, we can, like, yeah, I can totally relate
it's
to it.
It's true,
that's
yeah.
why, like, had such appeal to audiences. So the comedy is about 11-year-old Riley's emotions struggling to find balance within her. So this movie had grossed, which means the total profit from movie sales, was more than $850 million.
Wow.
And it also won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And so already, you know, ching
yeah.
ching, like
yeah.
they already had a sequel in mind.
For sure.
Any movie that does well, there's always going to be a sequel.
Yeah.
So we'll get to this in tomorrow's program, but actually Inside Out 2 did even better than Inside Out 1 in terms of sales. But it didn't win the Oscar. It got nominated,
yeah.
but it didn't win. So Inside Out 1 did win the Oscar. All right. So that is our first section. So let's get into our second reading.
The emotional core. Man says of the change in his photos, this is the time when you become really self-conscious and compare yourself to others. So that feeling of not feeling good enough is where a lot of this began. Welcome to Pixar, says Inside Out 2 co-writer Dave Holstein, to laughter from Man and co-writer Meg LaFave. We start at the emotional core and think, what's the saddest possible thing? For Inside Out 2, nominally a comedy, they were steeped in one of the most terrifying circumstances, puberty. 13-year-old Riley is doing great, playing hockey with good friends. Her emotions, led by joy, are nurturing her developing sense of self. Then a squad of new emotions, powered by anxiety, arrives. Holstein says, "The question for me was, what happens to joy as we get older?" LaFave says, perfectionism and anxiety taking over at that age is something that we could all relate to, but it also had to be fun.
OK, Okay, so we're getting into the emotional core.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey Mann, he's, you know, he talked about the change that he saw in his photos and describes it as a time when you really become self-conscious and compare yourself to others. And this is like something that we all deal with,
yeah.
Not feeling good enough. And it's this comparison. We compare ourselves to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to a lot of unhappiness, a lot of dissatisfaction.
Correct. Like a lot of, and a lot of like discontentment as well, because you feel like, oh, what if I could do better? Or why does my friend have this and I don't have it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And those emotions get introduced. So mentioned earlier that there are 5 emotions mm-hmm. that were in the first one.
Yeah.
And they're still in the second movie, but they get joined by new emotions because Riley is becoming a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these is envy, right?
Yeah.
When you want or desire something that someone else has, or you're angry because you don't have it, and that creates a lot of discontent, as you said, and jealousy. And one of the other emotions, main one, is anxiety, and that's from our title, right? Joy meets anxiety. So joy is our main character,
mm-hmm.
right? Our main emotion.
Number one, yes.
And one of the new emotions is anxiety, and she kind of leads this pack of new emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like her name, right? She's very anxious, like she's very worried about stuff, and that does set in when we go through puberty, right? Stage of becoming an adult, right?
Yeah.
So we have these emotions that we're dealing with. And we didn't have, or at least I didn't have social media growing up.
Yeah.
But I think social media really exacerbates these comparisons, like, and the dissatisfaction that we have, because you're looking at these reels and these photos of other people all over the world, and you're seeing what you don't have, right?
Yeah,
it makes you envious, makes you jealous of what other people have. So that just sets us up for a lot of discontentment. All right, so we are introduced to Dave Holstein. And who is he?
Well, Dave Holstein is the co-writer of Inside Out 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he has a lot to say also, you know, because he is part of, you know, understanding the deep emotions and learning how to represent that through the script
mm-hmm.
and what these characters say.
Right, yeah. And his co-writer is Meg Lefauv. And they wanted to start at the emotional core and think, well, what's the saddest possible thing, right?
Yeah.
So that was their starting point. Okay, so Inside Out is nominally a comedy, which means it's officially a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of sad parts in this movie, right?
Yeah.
I cried during some parts, you know?
Yeah, me too. I didn't bawl, but mm-hmm. I think I was like, I felt sad, you know, sometimes, because it made me think like, oh, was I really going through that,
mm-hmm.
you know, during that age? And it made me think like, oh yeah, maybe that's why I behaved that way. Maybe that's why I didn't want to speak to my parents. That's why I didn't want friends at that point. And yeah, that made me a little bit sad.
Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't normally cry during comedy, but that's why it's like, it's officially a comedy, but
mm-hmm.
it's not completely a comedy. It has these very emotional, dramatic parts that will make you cry. So they were steeped in, which means deeply involved, in one of the most terrifying circumstances, which is
puberty.
Yes. And we all have to go through puberty, right?
Yeah.
We develop from a child to an adult. And yeah, with it comes so much emotion. So we have 13-year-old Riley, right? She was doing great, playing hockey. She had friends. And Joy, who leads her emotions, like I said, joins the main emotion. What are they doing?
So they were nurturing her developing sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
So nurturing means, you know, to help plan, idea, feeling. Yeah, help a plan, idea, or feeling to develop. So I guess across many years, they were just helping her to come to feeling mm-hmm. self-assured or feeling comfortable in her own skin when she was young.
And you'll see this embodied there is like a little tree that forms in the control center.
Yeah.
And that's basically her core being. Like, that's who makes up Riley. Like, that's makes up her sense of self.
Yeah.
And so Joy is tending to that very well so that she, you know, she has a positive sense of self.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I mentioned earlier, a squad of new emotions comes in, and they are led by anxiety.
Yeah.
So in addition to anxiety, we have envy, embarrassment, and ennui.
Yeah.
Which is...
Was it a French
It comes
word
from
or
French.
Something?
Yes, it does come from French. But ennui represents the teen angst.
Oh, like, yeah.
And also the boredom that she feels. Mm-hmm. Like, that character is very interesting. She does have a French accent, or he or she, but she's usually lying on the couch and just like, ugh.
Can be bored with stuff.
So bored, like, ugh, like, I'm too good for this place. Very much like a teenage attitude. And then one that is not there all the time, but she's introduced, like, she pokes in, nostalgia.
Oh.
That's the granny-looking lady that comes out. She's like, oh, are you ready? It's like, oh, no. She's still too young for nostalgia. Like, go back.
Okay.
Maybe come back in, like, 15, 20 years, you know,
when
you feel nostalgia. So those are the new emotions that are introduced. So Dave Holstein says, the question for him was, what happens to Joy as we get older, right?
Yeah.
So this is the question. It goes back to the series of pictures that the director was looking at and just seeing, just seeing the joy drain over the years from his face.
I guess the voice, I mean, so what I remember is that, because, you know, all these emotions are personified, and it seems as the movie went on, like, the voice of Joy just becomes smaller and smaller as all these new characters, all these new emotions start to rise up and become stronger in Riley's life.
Yeah, her voice, like, she used to be the strongest.
Yeah,
out
confident,
of all the,
you know. But
the
after
five
that,
emotions.
Yeah, I felt like she was also doubting a lot of her decisions and what she thought was right to do.
Yeah, like she kind of gets drowned out with these new emotions, right? They're kind of crowding her out. And anxiety, leader of the new squad, she takes over because she, like, oh, the anxiety, like, and that's what happens to us in real life, right?
Yeah.
Like, anxiety just takes over.
Yeah,
like, we can't control, like, we don't allow other things to come in. It's just, it controls us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very representative of real life.
Yeah.
So we see a literal, like, construction of the control center, like where her emotions are housed. An actual construction crew comes in and, like, knocks down, you know, their current structure. So, yeah, it's just, that made me really think, although that doesn't really happen, but it's like something very similar happens within our bodies when we're going through puberty. Like, this injection of new hormones, and it just, it throws everything out of whack.
Yeah.
And in the control center, even when the old emotions, they wanted to, you know, express some, maybe some disgust, they would just slightly tap it, and then it would, like, have this extreme response in Riley.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they just meant to, oh, just display a little bit of disgust, but then it would come out, like, so much more than they expected.
Yeah,
So yeah, that's also representative of our emotions and hormones during puberty.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so much
amplified,
more,
I would say.
Heightened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're just so much more sensitive. And yeah, we start doing things that we didn't do as a kid. Like, I remember, suddenly I need to sleep a lot more.
It's
like,
true, yeah.
Like, high school, it's like, oh, like, I would sleep until, like, noontime. I would never do that as a kid.
Like, or I wanted to just sleep in the weekend. Maybe when I was younger, I would, like, oh, I want to go out to the playground. I want to spend time with my parents doing fun stuff. But I think when I was a teenager, I was like, no, I don't want to go out of my room. I just want to sleep in and draw the curtains and, like, just rest there. Yeah.
Yeah, like ennui, just, like, be on the couch.
Like, yeah, just like a log of potato, just, like, resting there. Yeah.
Yeah, don't bother me. And yeah, so it's a big difference. And I think they do embody this well, or they do express this in the movie quite well. And We see Riley with her friends. Like, she has this core group of friends that they've been together since since elementary school, and now they're moving into, maybe they have been in middle school, depending on how the grades are divided, because sometimes you start middle school in sixth grade or junior high school in seventh grade. So, but they're moving to, they're starting a new school.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds out that they're not going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates, I think, a crisis in her. And that's when she starts to feel more of this anxiety. It's introduced. And usually, like, these changes don't happen overnight. But in Riley's case, like, the switch is overnight, literally overnight.
Yeah.
Like, she wakes up this different kid. Like, it's, like, so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And she shocks her parents with that. And I'm sure it's also a very difficult time for parents to deal with.
Correct,
like,
yeah.
Like this hormonal teenager or this kid who's becoming an adult going through all of these emotions and hormones. Well, that is our first day, but we will continue with this article tomorrow. So please join us then. We'll be continuing to talk about what led to Inside Out 2 and the emotions that are involved.
Yep.
For now, I'm Linda.
I'm Eva.
Saying goodbye.